If you're a teen, pretty much the last place you want to be on a beautiful summer day is in a classroom with 36 other kids. Youth Radio recently spent a morning in a packed San Francisco summer school class. 9th, 10th, and 11th graders were all making up math credits together. It's a challenging environment for them and for their teacher. She only has 5 weeks to teach an entire course to an unusually big class.
I'm Marley Sluice, and I'm teaching Algebra 1, first-year algebra credit recovery at Balboa High School. I knew when I first signed up that it was credit recovery, so I knew that we were really talking about kids who are struggling with math, who probably had been struggling with math for years and years and years. And, you know, I was a little anxious, like, was I going to be able to manage, because I don't normally teach high school. 2x plus, you see how this 3 is here? So I'm going to... And then instead of this y, because y is equal, it's like y has two names, right, or two looks, so I can take that.
The environment in summer school was pretty out of control because of, like, kids would do their work, and then, like, once they're done with their work, they just get up and leave out and, like, be out of their seat wandering around and stuff.
Can I go to the bathroom?
I do in or the next person.
My momentary analysis is that actually you know you can do it and you can follow it. What's holding you down is working slowly.
Math isn't a strong suit, so.
Yes, but I think you can actually get it. I think it's just that you need long time to process, which is okay. All right. If our objective is to teach these children the math that they missed so that they can be successful in their next level, then they need to be in circumstances where they can truly learn that material. So these kids got their credits. Woohoo! You know, I mean, I'm glad, but it's the same like a math problem. If you understand the mathematical process correctly, then you will get the correct result. So what you need is the process, not the result.
You need to know what your goals are. My goals were to pass English and math, so I passed.
I can say that when I move on to the next grade and the next chapter of math, I wouldn't be confused on how to do it.
Yesterday, I gave them the final. You know, they had 2.5 hours, but for a lot of these kids, they just can't focus and concentrate for that long. So I had told them, that's fine, do what you can, and then come back the next day and you can rework the final with a fresh mind. So the kids who came back today were the kids who had decided that either they hadn't finished it or they just wanted an opportunity to go back over it and do better and raise their grade.
Is my grade okay?
Okay, here's what I need you to do. Listen to me.
No, I'm about to bounce. I'm done.
I got that. Okay, what I'm going to tell you is that I will have all of the grades finished by tomorrow. I know you guys, all three of you are passing, plus the credit you need to go to college. And I am expecting all three of you to go to college.
College, eh?
Yeah, you got this. Okay.
That's Marlise Lewis and her summer school students, Savion Hollingsworth, Destiny Campbell, and Tracina Johnson. They were at San Francisco's Balboa High School. Our story was produced by Youth Radio.